Broadcasting live. From the chicken wing capital of the world, Buffalo, New York. You're listening to the Marketing Above All podcast. Your source for all things, well, marketing and total world domination. This is Marketing Above All, and this is your host, Michael Tasner.
Hey there, and welcome to episode 161. Today's topic is the continuation of the series on how to market a business from scratch. So we're making the assumption that you have a brand new business that has not opened, and I'm walking you through step by step by step over these series of episodes to show you how I would approach it. And in order to make the situation and the example more real, we're using the example that you're opening up a preschool, childcare, or daycare center. So this is the second episode. So in the first episode, the first thing that we had you do was go through and do all of the competitive research. So you wanted to learn about your competitors. What are they doing? What are they not doing? And if you were daring enough, you even would cold call some of these and try and pull some market intelligence. The second step in the process is learning about your customers. So one of the biggest mistakes that I see business owners making day in, day out, you can have the greatest product, the greatest service, but if you're trying to sell it to the wrong person, you're never going to hit your numbers. It's just not going to happen. So there's a lot of different ways to phrase this. You can call them personas, avatars, I mean, whatever phrase you'd like to use. But in the end, I need you to have a lot of really robust details about who you actually are planning on selling to. So again, in the example of opening up a childcare center, you obviously know that you're going to be marketing to parents. Okay, great. That's one little piece of information. But you've got to go through a structured process. And what I want you to end up building out, and I'll link it in the show notes, is the template that I use. You're going to build out this customer avatar, customer persona worksheet. So in this one, you could call it, the parent persona. Now, you might think that you only have one. Well, what we're aiming to do is not just zoom in on that one perfect parent, that one perfect family, but what I'm looking for you to be able to do is pull from others as well. So do you have maybe three completely different personas that they're all related in a way? But with a preschool, for example, you might have, and we'll just kind of talk this through, and then I'll go through the different categories that you're going to fill out. So let's say you have the family that the mom is working and the dad is working. And in that particular case, it's going to be a persona for the mom and a persona for the dad, but most likely that'll be a joint decision. Another persona would be a single mom. Now, why would that be different than a mom? Well, that single mom is going to have different challenges and pain points, for example. Another example would be a single father. Another persona might be a really large family. And then finally, you'd want to look at, well, what are the other non-traditional? So is there a grandparent that you're going to be marketing to? Now, these personas are all of the different people that you believe are going to be your main customers. These are the people that you believe are going to be coming in and enrolling their kids in your preschool. So if you had those different personas, there's different attributes around them. And as we go through this process in the future episodes, you're going to want to be communicating differently and marketing differently to these different personas. So let's go with the family where the mom and dad is working. And let's start with kind of the mom. So you're going to put a name. So you might call her, I don't know, Sarah. She's 35 years old, female. She's married. She's got two kids, and she lives in Orlando, Florida. Actually, to make it easier and to have consistency, we'll go back, and the example I gave yesterday was Rochester, New York. So she lives in Rochester, New York. Don't want to confuse you already. So that's kind of the little piece there. Now, there's four different boxes that you're going to fill out, and then in each box, there's going to be a couple pieces of content. So the first box is, what are the goals and values? So what does Sarah want? Sarah wants her kids taken care of. So we start with goals. She wants to be able to continue to work and to be able to show her boss that she can have a work-life balance and she can kind of keep her home life separate from work. She wants to continue to grow in her career, but she also wants her kids taken care of. The next section in this is values. I mean, what are some of the values? What is Sarah committed to? So Sarah's committed to growing professionally in her career. She's committed to being a good mom. So you list out a couple additional values. So that's box number one, goals and values. The next box is, where is she getting her information? So where's the source of information? What are some of the books that she's reading? What are some of the magazines that she's reading? So are there any local parenting magazine. So is she reading parenting magazine, for example, or something different? Are there certain blogs that she's reading? So is she reading some of the local mom blogs in Rochester? Is she on some of those Facebook groups? Are there certain conferences or events that she goes to? Are there any quote-unquote gurus that she listens to? So is she a big fan of Tony Robbins, for example, in personal development? Are there some people like that she likes? And then an other box. So where else is she getting her information? So I know that with childcare, a lot of moms are getting information from Facebook mom groups, the Rochester Moms, for example. So where else is she getting her information? So that's the second box. Third box is challenge and pain points. So what is she challenged with? She's challenged with trying to maintain balance. She's challenged with trying to afford, high quality childcare because she's got multiple kids and an expensive house. And what are some of the other challenges that she has? Pain points. What are the pain points? What it is kind of keeping her up at night. That's always the way that I like to look at it. I mean, if she's laying in bed, what are the things that she's worrying about on a regular basis? Is she worrying about money? Is she worrying about that feeling bad that she's not able to be a stay-at-home mom? Is she worried that her kids are being mistreated? I mean, what are those pain points? The final box, and when I'm saying box, there's one more piece to this, but the final box is, what are some of the objections and roles? So what are the objections that she's going to give you before she enrolls in the preschool? Is she going to want to know, well, what if I'm early? Can I drop my kids off a little bit early? What if I'm running late? What if I want to pull my kids out for a month and take a vacation, do I still have to pay? What kind of curriculum? Is this a good curriculum? What if another kid bites one of my kids? I hear that people get sick often in preschool. So you want to go through and think about all those different objections. And then the final piece of this box is, what's her role in the purchasing process? So in this example, we said that it probably would be she's a mom. She's married. Both people work. So you would do another avatar for the father. And there's going to be a lot of similarities, but those two obviously would be related. But I'm interested to learn, is she making the decision or is the father? Now, in knowing a fair amount about the preschool space, more often than not, it would be the working mother that would be making the decision on childcare. So while her husband would be coming along and learning about things, he's going to be a little bit more silent. So if you know that she's the decision maker, you want to make sure that you're adequately addressing that. So then the final piece to this, so you've got those four baskets. So goals and values is one, sources of information is another. Third one was challenges and pain points. The fourth one was objections and roles. And then kind of in the middle of this worksheet, you had the kind of generic information. So again, the name, age, gender, marital status, number of kids, and location. And then the section below that is, what is the quote? So is there a quote that fits for Sarah? So something like, I'm a strong-willed mom and I can do anything. Her occupation, she works in an advertising agency. Her job title is, director of advertising. Her annual income, $75,000. Level of education, college grad. So now what you've done in this example is you've built a persona. You've built an avatar. And what you would do is you would rinse and repeat this process. So then you would build one for the father. You would build one for the single mother. You would build one for a single father. And then you would build one for grandparents. So you might be thinking, Michael, I mean, if I were opening a preschool, why would I need to do all of this stuff? Shouldn't I be doing a lot of other things first? The answer is no. You need to work on the strategic pieces. You need to understand who you're going to be marketing to before you just start to go and invest money. Far too often, I've seen businesses, and in particular preschools, for example, they go out there and they just start spending money. They design their logo before anything, before they even know having a location, for example. And they start doing that stuff. And then they build a website. And there's no rhyme or reason in the process. Well, when you know more about the competition, and then you know more about who you're actually selling to, all of that information is going to be leveraged to better craft everything as we continue to move forward in the process. So step two in opening a childcare center is developing your various personas. Now, usually you don't want to have more than five because that's just very, very challenging to be able to market to that many different people. And typically you're going to have one main persona slash avatar, the perfect customer that maybe is going to make up 80% of your childcare center, for example. That is step two. Hope you enjoyed the episode. Tune in tomorrow for the next episode and the next step in marketing a business from scratch. Michael Tasner signing off. Good morning, good afternoon, and good night.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Marketing Above All. Now get out there, make a change, and take some action. And hey, don't forget to leave a 5-star review and tell all your friends this is the greatest marketing podcast ever. 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 We look forward to seeing you here tomorrow.